Connecticut has joined New York and a number of other states in investigating two companies that offer at-home do-it-yourself rape kits to sexual assault survivors. WSHU's Ebong Udama reports.
State Attorney General William Tong says the way do-it-yourself rape kits are marketed may violate the Connecticut Unfair Trade Practices Act. He says that's why he sent letters to the manufacturers of Me Too and Preserve do-it-yourself rape kits, asking them to justify their claims.
The problem with so-called do-it-yourself rape kits is that we don't know that they're reliable. We don't know that they will be admissible in court, and what's worse is they may provide a victim with a false sense of security.
Tong says only rape kits administered by qualified examiners are admissible in court.
If we found that they posed a serious risk to public safety, I think the legislature could decide to ban them.
The companies have claimed that their kits are for victims who don't want to be examined for sexual assault, but still want to be able to collect evidence for future investigations. Last month, New York Attorney General Letitia James warned the manufacturers not to sell their products in New York. Ebong Udama, WSHU News.